Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, yeah. What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing. You can also stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Please patronize the advertisers. They're working hard, paying the bills.
It was on this date in 1831. You might remember the nation's first indicted bank robber.
Oh, really?
I don't remember the nation's first indicted bank robber.
In 1831?
I don't.
You'd think it'd be before that. There were banks before that. That's wild.
Yeah, but I think they just always got away with it. They weren't indicted.
Maybe. I don't know.
First indicted.
Yeah.
Ed Smith. Edward Smith, sentenced to 5 years hard labor at Sing Sing.
Pretty sure a lot of them got shot on sight.
Yeah, that's probably
that could
too.
Be, too.
Yeah,
the posse caught up with him. Vigilante justice.
Right, because the sheriff always gets his man.
Sure. Moscow Mitch, the son of a bitch, gets a hit.
Yeah, he's the worst.
With Little Richard, as does Motorboatin' the Diamond Bra. Misses... Mrs. Pussy's Hair and Nails gets a hit, as does Mulva's Phenomenon.
Do, 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 do.
My boobs are real. Nancy Grace's Leaking Cans gets a hit, as does News Guy Craig. Oprah's Vagina gets a hit. Paul Walker's Free Cremation.
That got a few hits, I'm sure, yeah.
Paul Walker's Hot Wheels.
I was watching Paul Walker. Paul Walker is the quarterback that gets injured in Varsity Blues, by the way.
Man, oh, that's right.
Yeah. I can always stop on that movie.
I stopped on it right in time to see the whipped cream on the nipples in the vajayjay.
Good timing.
And there's no way he wouldn't bang that. Movie's fake. Everything about the movie's cool except for that part.
Nah, he was the good guy. He already had a girlfriend.
Nah, shut up.
Who was the actor?
Shut up.
It was sporting the whipped cream.
Oh, God.
The actress.
Allie Larder.
Yeah.
Allie Larder, I think, is her name.
She's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is horrible. It goes from Paul Walker's Hot Wheels to Payne Stewart's Autopilot.
Yeah.
They've been running the original the original Fast and Furious a lot on cable.
Okay,
here,
yeah. I never saw any of those.
You know what? The first one's not bad. They kind of get a little, like, that
one. I heard it was okay, yeah.
That one's still based in reality.
Right.
Like, there's no cars flying between high-rises in Dubai.
Yeah, exactly.
That happened in one of the, I'm not making that up.
I'm sure it did.
I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
Pink Sock Pagan gets a hit, and Puss's Farm Pigs.
No farm.
Yeah, thanks. I took out the farm.
That's too bad.
That's too bad.
We could use the meat. Is there still meat hoarding going on?
I'm sure.
My wife was she could only buy two. She was somewhere recently.
Yeah. I went shopping on Friday last week, and I didn't have any problems.
Because they're allowing you to buy two only, right?
I believe the selection is less.
Yeah.
You might not get all your favorite cuts.
Because Christy went to it's just a flat-out meat market yesterday.
Right.
And they were fine. They were full.
Yeah.
They may be short on some things.
Over the weekend I drove past a meat market and a long line of people out the door.
Were they social distances in line?
Yeah, they were.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, they were being very as good as they could. You know, I just passed by.
Right.
But what I saw was, you know, what appeared to be a worker at the store going through the line and talking to people.
Right.
And everybody's, you know, distancing at least 6 feet in this parking lot, this, you know, long parking lot. And more people showing up and then standing farther back in line. And but, you know, there appeared to be someone talking to them. And then, you know, they'd go in and get their business done.
Yeah, you're 6 feet closer to your meat.
I had to go to Lowe's to pick up a small can of paint. And I'm standing, and they have dots there now. There was a person at the counter, and there was a big dot. Said, wait here. And I was about 6 to 8 feet away. And there was a dot behind me, and I stood in the dot. And I didn't feel like I was... my rights were taken away from me.
Oh, you didn't feel oppressed?
In fact, at one point, I realized I was standing next to the dot, and I just moved over into the dot. Because I'm thinking, because I was staying behind the guy.
Right.
I walked up, I saw there's a guy at the counter, I'll wait back here. I had my mask on, and the guy, everybody there, some people didn't, but some people, the paint guy had his mask on. And I'm standing there, and I go, I'm just glancing around, I look around, I see I'm beside the dot. Oh, I get into the dot.
Well, because...
And I was not pissed. I wasn't I wasn't bitching about my God-given rights to stand outside the frickin' dot. It's in the Constitution. Jesus said, I don't have to stand in this dot. I just stood in the dot and paid for my crap when that lady left. I went through the self-serve, you know,
right,
and beeped it and left. Well, shut my pie hole and walk to my car.
Exactly.
For your entire life, you've been a rule follower. And so you just continue to follow the rules like you've always done.
Yeah, well, when it comes to people's health, I will.
Yeah.
You know, other people. I'll damage my own health.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's different. We're not talking about that.
Yeah, I don't go out.
I'm not better than anybody else. I'm just trying to follow the rules to help somebody. Stand in the frickin' dot, Nick.
I don't feel imposed upon.
Oh, no, it's my God-given right to sit outside the dot at Lowe's.
Other than to go into the hospital, apparently I have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I went and got, I had to stop at the pharmacy. Our pharmacy's in the hospital lobby. I had to wear a mask. And I said, oh, this damn hospital. Yeah. I got a mask on.
Watch this.
All the pharmacists had masks
coming
on.
To.
Yeah, those dots aren't in the Constitution.
You're right.
Well, they should
be
in
the Bible.
Oh, yes, they are.
God said I need to stand inside that dot.
Freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom from dots.
Idiots.
It's right there.
Today's election day in three states. Special election in Southern California's 25th Congressional District. Democratic primary in Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District.
That's here.
Special election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. So vote if you feel like it.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
A lot of people already did.
Yeah, the mail-in thing, right?
Most people did.
I got my application to mail-in vote the day after it was due.
Yeah, which is crap, right.
Yeah, so did I, like the day before.
No, vote in the fall. That's a key one.
I never got around to it.
There's a school bond I want to vote for.
Yeah,
I also don't want to, like, go. Yeah. By the time I'd be able to go, everybody's touched everything there.
I saw that. That school bond's where you live, right?
Yeah.
I saw that, and I saw a letter to the editor about a school bond, and typical. I've owned a house here since 1970. I'm so tired of paying taxes. I said, frickin' move.
Yeah, why don't you just die in that house?
Just move. Just move.
Because, you know, people who were older than you at the time were paying taxes so your kids could go to school.
Yes.
But once their kids go out and get out of school, they got no use for taxes.
Better schools, less crime, kids, everything about it. You got to be smart to figure it out. No, you don't. You just don't have to be dumb.
Take care of people.
No.
Well, Fauci is going to go talk to the Congress today.
Only the Senate, right?
The Senate. The New York Times says he's going to tell a Senate committee that if the country is too quick to reopen, there's going to be needless suffering and death.
But that's run by Republicans. That's a Republican committee. There'll be some Democrats on there, but Republicans will control it.
Well, then they'll hear it.
Is that televised?
No, they wouldn't let the House. Trump will let them go to the House.
Okay, but they're going to hear it.
Yeah,
because that's what he's going to say.
Yeah. So are we going to hear what happens?
No, probably not.
Are we going to get a report on what went down?
Because is this a closed session?
I don't know.
Just testifying. It's other people.
Right.
But they blocked it from the House committee.
Yeah, well, you can't trust them.
Right.
No.
They're the other side. They're the other team.
Fauci is on what he calls a modified lockdown. I don't know what that means.
Means he's a pussy.
I think I saw they said if he goes into his office, he's they're going to make sure that he's the only one in the building. Like, he would go in and there would be no one else there he would come in contact
with. Okay. So
then I wouldn't wear
they
pants.
They clear a path for him?
Basically.
Here comes Fauci. I bet you they've been doing that since he started.
I'd wear no pants.
The Red Sea parts as Fauci walks down the hall.
Here comes the sexiest man in the country. Peter King just interviewed him.
Oh, really?
The football writer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I saw a bit of that.
I saw that.
I didn't read any of it. Yeah. I'm like, man, even this? I just want to read about football. Tell me about the draft.
That's right. I'm with you on that.
Did he ask football questions?
Well, like, when's there going to be football
questions? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he can't give you an answer.
No. Well, and that was his answer.
Everybody wants an answer. Everybody wants a date. As to when this is going to be over.
Our governor just gave us a date. It's June 1st. Hey, go ahead.
You just can't pull a date out of thin air.
No, and that's when the virus stops.
Well, what Fauci did say.
It's on the virus's calendar, too.
Is it June 1st
now? Yeah. Well, for baseball and softball in this state.
In this state. What Fauci did say was the constant hitting in football will allow the virus to be transmitted rapidly.
Yeah. Oh, because you smack the virus right out of somebody. Right.
Well, you're that close to them.
Yeah, right. Or into somebody.
Well, and they're spitting on you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said testing players every day is unrealistic, but you got to test them at least twice a week when the NFL resumes, he says.
And you got to knock the snot out of them.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's also where the virus is, in the snot.
He also said the virus will make the decision of when the league continues, the NFL continues with its scheduled games this fall.
That's what
Fauci said.
The virus decides.
That's what he says. And we'll see. Hopefully.
Corner the virus and have a conversation with the virus.
Yeah.
To say, listen.
Beautiful virus.
When are you going to leave?
Yeah, I was reading some of that, and you said, at the very least, you need to test players Saturday night or Sunday morning and have a strict policy. If you test positive, you're out. It doesn't matter if you're the starting quarterback, you're the last guy on the roster. You have to sit.
Yeah, or I think Frank Clark should probably play.
I just think, I'll be honest with you, I think they're going to play and just, people are just going to get sick.
That's what's going to happen.
I just think that's the way America is heading. And I think it's wrong, but I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I do too. At some point, everybody's just going to say.
Some people are going to get sick, some people are not going to get sick, and some people are going to die because that's that's okay too. Apparently,
Let's make it the free for all we had before.
Right,
mm-hmm. We're on the not everybody's going to make it path.
Right,
we were anyway.
So I don't want to hear ever that that's a party of. They never were the party of a pro-life party. They didn't care.
What about the little babies?
Once you were born, they don't give.
Yeah, you got to change that to a pro-birth.
Right,
because you're not about life.
Inmates at a California prison deliberately trying to get the virus. The sheriff there said that security camera footage shows inmates drinking from the same cup and inhaling out of a shared mask.
Two inmates, one cup.
Yeah.
At least 21 inmates have tested positive for the coronavirus.
So they can get out of, they can go to the infirmary.
They can get out.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At People.com, there's a few articles on, you may remember these people, Mary Kay Letourneau and Vili Folau.
Oh, yeah.
The original teacher banging a student.
Yeah. It happened before that, but she was a big
fan. The one that we were first familiar with.
She was a trendsetter.
Right. She was a trendsetter. And, she when we first saw her pictures, she was very cute.
Oh, yeah.
And he was 12.
He was 12. Oh, yeah, but he was Samoan. 12. He looked like he was 17.
I don't even think I had a boner when I was 12.
Don't.
Could you hear four people checking up in
yes,
their brains?
I could.
We'd have to ask a priest for that.
Everybody,
give us a call. Can a 12-year-old get a boner? You're a priest out there.
No, God.
Call push.
Four people simultaneously going.
Well, according to Mary Kay Letourneau, yes.
Brace, just a bunch of you.
We just need to ask Mary Kay Letourneau, and the answer is yes.
All right. Well, Samoan boner too. That's different.
And by the way, screw 12-year-old kids that already have a full beard and look like they're an adult.
he's 15 now, but yeah, it's full beard.
And she was his sixth grade teacher.
Yes. God, that's crazy.
This began a decades-long relationship that included two daughters.
Yeah, some jail time. She spent 7 years in jail, I think, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
He waited for it.
A source close to Vili Folau tells People magazine that he sees things clearly now, and he realizes that this was not a healthy relationship from the start.
Is that because he's done with her now? Because obviously they were married for a long time and in love and had
They
kids.
Married in 2005.
Right, exactly.
Now
just
she's
one
a
kid?
Weathered old
Two
hag.
Children.
Two children,
yeah.
Okay.
But one was out of wedlock. No, actually, I think he knocked her up twice, didn't he?
She twice became pregnant with his children before he was 15.
That's right.
Despite court orders aimed at keeping them apart.
That's right.
Nothing like celebrating your kid's sixth birthday with turning 21. God.
Yeah, how old is he now?
36. She is 58.
And his kids are 30, right?
Yeah. About that, yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness we got our subtraction king here.
Well, literally, if he's 36, his kids can drink by now. Like, close in age.
Yeah, my dad and mom were 16 and 15 when they had my sister. But it wasn't a prison thing or a teacher thing.
Yeah, your mom wasn't your dad's teacher.
No.
In 2017, he filed for legal separation. They did try to reconcile after that, but they have now moved to private arbitration. The separation became official late last year. They still live together after the split. They do not any longer.
Well, yeah, she knows where the juice boxes are.
She was a juice box for a while there.
Yeah.
But that was her secret weapon.
Now she's an old prune.
The insider tells People magazine
58-year-old women are hating on Nick right now. Nick, I hate that guy.
Well, from his perspective.
Yeah, he's 36, right. Yeah.
That dude, and he's just been, like, that's his, like.
His whole life was her.
Yeah, and she's ruined his life.
Yeah. Well.
It was cool when he was in sixth grade. Now she's like.
And he stayed with her, though. That's a weird part.
You think he was getting some side action, though?
During that time she was, I don't know.
Oh, when she was in prison? Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, then.
Well, yeah, he was getting to second base with some girl.
Right. He was in school.
That's right.
The chicks in school.
He was under the bra a few times, but she was taking care of him.
But the chicks in school had to be intrigued that, he's got game enough to get.
Or grossed out.
A teacher.
Yeah.
An older woman. No, some were intrigued by it. You're right, some were probably grossed out. But I'm sure some were very intrigued. He must be very experienced.
But if you're interested. Mary Kay is now
available?
Online looking for love.
All right. She doesn't have issues at all.
Hoping to find someone closer to her own age.
I was going
to
say, she could hook up with Nick.
She's still into sixth graders? Bring your kids over.
She's still into sixth graders.
Apparently, she's just casually looking around to see if there is anyone.
Yeah.
Her friend said, a source close to Letourneau told People.
She'll find somebody. There's somebody
that
out there.
She's not someone who does well by herself.
Obviously.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What is she, an assistant manager at a trampoline park now? Pulling in the dudes? She can't teach anymore.
You and the assistant managers, huh?
She said she's had a lot
she'll
of time.
Never be regional manager.
Never regional.
Says she's had a lot of time to reflect on choices that led to problems.
I always felt bad for her dude, her husband. Her husband, they had kids, man. He moved to Alaska years ago with the kids.
You didn't have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Vili is also now looking for someone more age appropriate.
He'll find something.
Maybe somebody around 30.
And how old is he?
Somebody that's not a prune like
36.
Nick said.
36. Okay.
36.
Somebody was high and tight.
Someone who he has something in common with.
Right.
The trampoline park. I was talking to my daughter yesterday. My grandson used to go to some kid gym.
Right.
And I said, is this the end of the ball pit?
Oh. At like a McDonald's.
Yeah, right. I would think this.
The end of the ball pit.
Is the complete elimination of the ball pit, because those were Petri dishes to begin
they
with.
They were.
Yeah, it's contaminated.
I hated getting in those.
Right. I can't believe.
and they always asked me to leave, right. too. The fact Sir, that's for your son.
That they existed in the first
what?
Place.
He's not here right now.
I didn't bring my son this time. I just dove in the ball pit.
I'm drunk.
There's a few things like that. Shaking hands is done. Greg didn't believe so, but I'm done. I'm out.
I think Todd's right, though. In about 2 years, we're going to have a documentary coming out, The Death of the Ball Pit.
Right, yeah.
A 90-minute in-depth look at
they could just say
the day the ball pit died.
But though it's my God-given right to hop in a ball pit.
Constitution says so.
Constitution says I can hop in a ball pit and roll around.
You jump in with the AR-15.
And my bazooka. Yeah. Me and my bazooka can jump in any
and
ball pit I want.
The handshake is not going to go away completely, because every Ditka in the world will be shaking hands.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Because, and they'll do it in front of liberals.
That's just to prove a point.
I've seen
Laura Ingraham will go out and hit the streets and shake hands with everybody just to own the libs.
And then she'll lick them.
Yeah. We've been bowing at our house just to hate.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I've met people since the pandemic, and I've stood away from them and said hi.
And you still met him.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, and I didn't reach in with a stupid elbow thing either. That's late. Why are you going to do anything?
You don't.
How about hi? How you doing?
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
I met a guy. I said, hey, I'd shake your hand, but, you know, pandemic. And he goes, he obviously didn't walk right to me either. We're just kind of laughing. I said, that's it. Hi, how you doing? What's up? I'm Mike.
He didn't want to kick your ass because he wouldn't shake his hand.
No, we didn't talk politics. We didn't do anything. We just had to meet for a business real quickly. And I said, hey, how you doing? Hi.
You don't touch my hand, meet my fist.
I take it a step further and say, I'd give you a reach around, but pandemic.
Okay.
Yep. Stuck to the tape.
I kept quiet. I want that today. Buddy. I want that during the break. I want that.
Because that was my normal greeting before.
It was.
And now.
That's why it always just stopped. Yeah. Hey, what's up?
I'd have to put that aside.
Don't you have a meeting this afternoon?
Yeah, that's a Zoom meeting, though.
Yeah, well, but still, if it doesn't start with that line, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Reach around Zoom. Nope. I always thought shaking hands eventually got weird anyway.
Wait, it is weird.
Yeah, it is.
You were just meeting. Let's touch.
Yeah, let's touch. And your hand was on your penis. All guys know.
You just came out of the bathroom.
All guys know that the other guy's hand was on his penis within the past hour. Even if he didn't have to pee.
Oh, yeah.
It was in there.
Or he was rearranging his junk.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Digging his ass.
Right.
And if it's Tyler, there's a high probability that it was forearm deep down the back of his pants, too.
That's right. I got a scratch.
We know. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
You can get forearm deep. That's pretty flexible.
Yeah.
The push is there.
That's
impressive.
He gets
pretty deep some days.
Yeah, they asked us to go forearm deep in yoga yesterday. I'm not that flexible. My shoulders are kind of tight.
You tap out.
Hey, you got to have goals.
Yeah.
You got to have goals, Todd. You can get
that. Was that in the man class?
No, there's no man in yoga.
Okay. Well, there's you.
You heard him.
There's no men in yoga.
15 people in class yesterday. Two dudes.
All right.
Pussies, both of them.
Well, we know one of them is.
Did you fight him?
Virtually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd have to be a virtual battle because I'm in my basement looking at an iPad.
That'd be the way to fight somebody.
Right.
No black eyes.
You said black eyes?
Yeah,
black eyes.
I thought so too, yeah. Are you going? Because Craig argued that. You're going to go back shaking hands, Craig? Peace be with you at church?
Oh, at church?
Reach over and say, peace be with you. And
I don't know.
Tickle their palm with your
I don't know.
Finger.
I just assume that it's not going away.
Well, Todd's right about that. The Ditka's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But I think now you have a wave. Now you don't have to do it. I think in the past, it was kind of
rude.
Okay,
I'll give you that.
Now
you don't have to do it.
Now you don't have to do it.
I think just going to forget that. I think that we are going to wander back and everybody, everybody's going to think they're fine.
I think Craig's right. There will be a faction who's not going to shake hands like yourself anymore, myself probably included.
Yep.
But I think most people are.
It's going to make what was an awkward situation sometimes like even more awkward going forward.
Right. The old bro hug.
Sad news out of China.
China.
An IKEA store has pledged stricter security.
after a woman was caught on camera masturbating inside their store.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of forearm deep.
Yeah. Now then, that is how the story has been couched that I've seen.
Right.
The truth is that it was just some, you know, a porn star, Chinese porn star, went in there and did a video.
They just call her porn star.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not over there, am I? And I'm not talking to those people, am I? Not that they could understand me if I were.
Why don't you go
ask since
the Chinese...
I'm not, I'm here, so they're Chinese porn stars.
I like Chinese porn stars. What's she look like, Craig?
I like it, Craig.
All right.
A Chinese porn star. Yeah.
So you're now, that's not the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
On purpose there to get a video shot of her.
Thank you.
So they didn't catch her masturbating. That's what she was doing.
Thank you.
That was the plan all along.
What, is she using a table
leg? The clip shows the unidentified woman, and that's not true either, wearing just a white shirt. In various sections of the store, as other shoppers walked by, the woman initially sat on a chair. Then she sat on a bed, blah, 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 later taking her shirt off.
If you have
the footage got scrubbed from Chinese social media over there. They just call it Weibo.
It's not scrubbed from our social media.
Did you follow? I couldn't find it.
Did you follow the arrows? You know, because IKEA was big on that.
They think this may have been filmed before.
Oh, the pandemic?
The pandemic, because no one in the store is wearing a mask. IKEA said, we resolutely oppose and condemn this kind of behavior.
But we dig the pub.
We ask all customers to browse stores in an orderly and civilized way.
Well, and just not masturbate.
And it turns out this is a Chinese porn star known as Full Five.
Is that hello?
F-U-L-L-F-I-V-E, one word.
Close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see that clip.
Full Five, of course, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.